This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israel resumed military operations in Gaza as the week-long truce expired Friday.
Scenes of devastation in Rafah refugee camp as Israel resumes its bombardment following the end of the week-long truce. Meanwhile, rockets were fired from northern Gaza toward Israel. The two sides blamed each other. Speaking from Dubai, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken joined Israel in blaming Hamas.
Hamas reneged on commitments it made. In fact, even before the pause came to an end, it committed an atrocious terrorist attack in Jerusalem, killing three people, wounding others, including Americans.
The truce ended early Friday as Blinken left Israel. Hamas accused him of giving Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu permission to resume strikes.
It was clear yesterday that the Israeli side wants to go back to fighting, as several ideas were put forward by mediators, and we accepted three of them. And despite that, the Israeli side said no, 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 every time.
Another truce could restart if both parties agree. Blinken said the U.S. is pushing for it. Patsy Widakuswara, VOA News, Washington.
World leaders early on the COP28 meeting were already at odds over the future use of fossil fuels. A day after COP28, President Sultan Al Jaber, sole head of the UAE State Oil Company, opened the meeting with a call to phase down the fossil fuels but not eliminate them. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres offered a contradictory view.
We cannot save a burning planet via fire hose of fossil fuels. We must accelerate a just, equitable transition to renewables. The science is clear. The 1.5 degree limit is only possible if we ultimately